It's Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. This election year has seen a huge increase already in the amount of money being spent on political campaigns compared to previous years. A lot of that money is being spent on negative political ads on TV. As Michigan's primary election gets closer and the general election is only 4 months away, we're going to see more political TV ads, and the bulk of those ads are also going to be negative. Some of them are going to be pretty nasty accusations.
I hear the negativity all the time. I'm tired of it. Tell me what it is you want to do, not what you think the other guy is going
to
do.
I don't like to listen to that. I want some positive information.
Even when you think, I'm not going to listen to negative ads, I'm not going to listen to negative ads, and then one creeps inside your brain and it sticks.
Those are pretty typical responses of a couple of groups of people we talked to. We showed them a series of negative ads to see what the reactions would be. The first group was a family in Lansing. Kirsten Olson works at a pet supply distribution company. Her son Aaron is attending community college after serving in the Army. He was in the 82nd Airborne in Iraq. Her daughter Kayla is attending Finlandia University this fall. Kirsten describes herself as mostly Democrat with an independent streak. She says she usually has the same reaction to negative ads.
Generally, if I'm watching a television program and I see some ad come on, click goes the remote because I just tune those out. Because generally there's no good information.
As we watched the ads sitting at their kitchen table, nobody seemed too impressed by them. Aaron says he's an independent, liberal, but likes some Republican positions. He sees some value in the ads, although probably not what the ads producers were hoping for.
Most of the time I'll leave them on and watch them for comic value and then do my research later.
He says he'll check out the candidates using internet sources. Kayla says she's a very liberal Democrat. She doesn't trust the ads, doesn't learn much from them, but she seemed appalled by an anti-Obama ad put out by the now-ended Rick Santorum campaign. An apocalyptic vision of America in horror film style.
Imagine a small American town 2 years from now if Obama is reelected.
To my knowledge, the ad was only online and did not run on TV, but Kayla says if it were on TV...
Did I actually just see that? I would have to have some time to fully absorb it, thinking how incredibly stupid it was.
The other group we talked to was a couple of guys who live in Lenawee County. Both work in manufacturing and both say they're independent with conservative leanings. We met at Shannon Rubego's house and watched the ads in his living room. Troy Hemphill says he thought some of the ads were just over the top, especially a Newt Gingrich ad attacking Mitt Romney.
If we can't trust what Mitt Romney says about his own record, how can we trust him on anything?
That disgusts me. Hey, if you want to win, you've got to push for it. And that's what they just did right there. Did it work for me? It got me riled up. If that's working, yeah. I hate that kind of stuff.
His friend Shannon Rubego is skeptical about any negative political ad. He thinks they're manipulative and often twist the truth beyond recognition.
We found some dirt under your rug. Ha ha. We're going to make you sound so terrible. Like, who could possibly ever trust you?
So if people hate political ads, are so skeptical about them, then why do the campaigns keep buying time on TV to air them?
Negative information is more memorable.
Nicholas Valentino is a research professor at the Center for Political Studies at the University of Michigan.
We think that might in part be because when you hear negative information, you might be hearing about problems or potential threats, whereas positive information suggests everything is going fine and you don't really need to remember the details.
One study I read indicated that we might be hardwired to receive negative information. If you miss the tiger stalking you, you're dead. If you miss the deer, you're just hungry.
That's right. So that's the evolutionary argument for why negative information might be retained more readily. And that might very well apply to political arguments as well.
And Valentino says besides negative ads being more memorable, they also have more to say about candidates' positions.
The best content analyses out there of this information suggest that the negative ads have more information in them, more policy information in them than positive ads. Positive ads are simpler usually. They're much more vacuous in terms of concrete, actionable information on average.
So number one, we remember the negative ads better. Number two, we get more information in those ads, although the content is often presented out of context. And then there's a third factor. negative ads tend to motivate voters more. They make people angry, and angry people take action. They vote. They contribute to political causes and candidates. They volunteer for campaigns. The political consultants don't always pay that much attention to what the professors study, but those political consultants on a gut level agree with much of the research.
You're talking about what people remember. They don't remember the positive ads. The positive ads are too boring.
Mark Grebner is a political consultant. He's also a candidate this year running for the Ingham County Drain Commissioner, and he's running a negative campaign attacking incumbent Pat Lindemann.
Because negative ads are memorable, because negative ads are about conflict, and conflict draws people's attention.
What the researchers and the experts in politics have learned seems to make sense to the voters we talk to. Shannon Rubego admits they get his attention, but he doesn't have to like it.
At the end of the day, negative ads work, even if we hate the fact that they work and we don't want to listen to them and we're tired of negativity. We want to hear positive stuff. We want to hear, you know, yay, let's do this. Let's get on board. We want to hear that halftime pep talk.
But Rubego and the others we talk to know they won't be getting many of those halftime pep talks. The negative ads get to us, and the political campaign strategists know they do. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.